From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made good on his promise to demolish his country's nuclear test site, which was formally closed in a series of huge explosions Thursday as a small group of foreign journalists watched. The explosions at the test site were supposed to build confidence ahead of a planned summit next month between Kim and President Donald Trump, but Trump canceled the meeting on Thursday.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th. While many things can happen and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially, I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
The summit plan had hit a number of speed bumps recently as both sides began taking tougher positions. The United Nations atomic watchdog said Thursday that Iran is complying with restrictions on its nuclear program in accord with the 2015 international agreement. It was the first assessment since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the pact. The U.N. assessment came as the U.S. imposed new sanctions on Iran in an effort to force the Islamic Republic back to the bargaining table to negotiate new terms of the nuclear agreement, curb its ballistic missile tests, and end its military advances in the Middle East. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran is staying within the limits on the level to which it can enrich uranium, the size of its stock of enriched uranium and other structures. You're listening to VOA News. Yulia Skripal, who was poisoned with her ex-spy father in a nerve agent attack, says her recovery has been slow and painful and that she hopes to return to her home in Russia someday. AP correspondent Zuria Shakely reports.
In her first appearance on camera since the poisoning, Skripal says she and her 66-year-old father, Sergei, are lucky to have both survived the attempted assassination. They spent weeks hospitalized in critical condition after they were found unconscious in the English city of Salisbury in March. Britain blames Russia for poisoning the Skripals with a military-grade nerve agent, a charge Russia strongly denies. The incident has sparked a Cold War-style diplomatic crisis between Russia and the West. Zuria Shakely, London.
Looking to quell a national debate that was sparked by football player Colin Kaepernick and stoked by President Trump, the National Football League owners approved a new policy that allows players to protest during the national anthem in the United States by staying in the locker room, but forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field.
What America is about is having freedom of speech for every single person. So for them to dictate for somebody to stay in the locker room, I mean, that's kind of wrong right there. I mean, who is anybody to dictate that? I think we should be able to decide if we want to go outside and protest, if we want to stand in front of the field and protest.
Commissioner Roger Goodell called it a compromise aimed at putting the focus back on football after a tumultuous year in which television ratings dipped nearly 10%. Trump praised the NFL's decision. Apple has won a massive legal verdict in a lawsuit against Samsung. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung must pay Apple $539 million in damages for illegally copying some of the iPhone's features for its own smartphones. The jury verdict in San Jose, California, is the latest chapter in a legal odyssey that began in 2011. 1 year after the original lawsuit was filed, another jury decided Samsung should pay Apple over $1 billion in damages, but a federal judge cut that award by nearly half. The latest verdict is the result of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago that a lower court should review the damages awarded to Apple because Samsung's infringement might only have violated a few patents. I'm Mike Rossia.
Lava entered the ocean Thursday, marking the third week of a Hawaii volcano eruption that's opened up nearly two dozen vents in rural communities, destroyed dozens of buildings, and shot miles-high plumes of ash into the sky. Since the eruption began on May 3rd, Hawaii County has ordered about 2,000 people to evacuate from the surrounding neighborhoods. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.